بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعرف بلا وشيخ أول رومية وقت تبريد زمانة شيخ العرب والأجم الشاكي محمد أختصر بن عمر الله مركزه. The title is أنفاس زندگي کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. أنفاس plural of نفس in the life, whatever is sacrificed on Allah Jalla Shanu and His path, how valuable those are.
Anfas zindagi ke jo un par fida hue, anfas zindagi ke jo un par fida hue, shamto kamal bhi samne ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, راہ فنا سے راہ برے راہ خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں, دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں, جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کہ جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, پالا پڑا ہے جن کو پالا تم کی موج سے, پالا پڑا ہے جن کو تلا تم کی موج سے, گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کہ جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے, راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے, کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نہ با خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی, اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی, اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے، انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، راہ فنا سے رابر راہ ہے خدا ہوئے، انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے، انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat is explaining us here that this life Allah Ta'ala has given us, every breath of ours we should realize that Allah gave me this life, so I should love every breath of mine, I should be loyal to Allah and give my life to Allah Ta'ala in this way. Then a person will understand the value of life. But we are just wasting our life in trivial and worse the things that are haram. Then a person hasn't understood what life is all about. And that person will have difficulties in life. So Hazrat teaches us here how to pass through this beautiful passage of life and reach our destination. And that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is not possible without the guidance of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the Aashiqeen, the true lovers of Allah, like our Shaykh and the Mashayikh. Allah has brought us here to learn how to, every breath of ours that comes out, which normally in the Tasawwuf, it's called pass and fast. That generally what it means, that every breath of yours, Allah should come out from your heart. But Hazrat, our Dada Shaykh explains it even more beautiful, that every breath of yours, that you should be concerned that every breath must not be in the disobedience of Allah. That is more important. A person can be making zikr of Allah every breath of his, but if he is not conscious that am I in the obedience of Allah or not, then that person can slip. So here Hazrat is teaching us, anfasi zindagi ke jo un par fida huye. What can be said of that person who sacrifices every breath of his? Anfas is a plural of nafas. Nafas means breath. So every breath of yours, in other words, your entire life, realize, jaan di hui to, agar jaan dena ho, to usul ko de do, jisne tumhe jaan di. That if you want to give your life to whom he gave you life. Only Allah knows the value of life. Nobody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says that when you do this, anfasi zindagi ke jo un par fida huye, shams o kamar bhi samne unke gada huye, that person will sacrifice now every breath of his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the loyalty of Allah, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is called taqwa, that every moment you are worried, is my Allah happy with me or not? I mustn't be in the disobedience of Allah. Then Allah will make you so honorable that it will seem that the sun and the moon are also in your service. In other words, whole of mankind, Allah will make even the animals subservient to you. Everybody will start loving you. As Hazrat explained, that when you do it, the obedience of Allah, and more you become involved in the nafal ibadat, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Allah Ta'ala will create love for you. Allah will love you, and Allah will tell Jibreel alayhi salam to love you. And then Allah will tell Jibreel, announce in the heavens that I love this person, all must love you. And then make the announcement on the earth, and we see the friends of Allah Ta'ala. How much honor people who don't have Iman also honor and respect them. And as our Dada Shaykh said, اگر یو فالو دا سنت آف نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم اپنوں تو کیا غیروں تمہاری اکرام کریں گے. فرگیٹ یور اون پیپل, پیپل ہو ڈونٹ ہیو ایمان ول آنر اینڈ ریسپیکٹ یو. But thus we have to go through, as we say, go through the mal in the company of our mashayikh. And how to do that, Hazrat explains very delicate points here. Jisne utaya shaykh ke naz-e tariqu, rai fana se rehbar-e raah khuda huye. That in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the guidance and training of our mashayikh, you have to go through all the delicate conditions of the shaykh. You have to understand. Sometimes the shaykh will tell you, do this. The next time you do it the same way, you say, I didn't tell you to do that. Now if you got your own nakra and you think that, no, I didn't say, Hazrat, last time you told me to do that, then we won't become fana. We won't, that is, our nafs will never be annihilated. In front of the mashayikh, in front of your shaykh, whatever the Hazrat says, just accept and realize that I know absolutely nothing. I am immature, I don't know. And this is the part in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained where you will reach, rai fana se. First of all, the object of this part is fanahiyat. To annihilate yourself, to realize that I'm absolutely nothing. What am I? Not even a drop of filth and dirt in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you realize and you go through all this delicateness of the shaykh, then Hazrat says that you will even pass through, Allah Ta'ala will give you that stage of fanahiyat, and now you'll become rehbar-e-rai khudawe. Allah will make you now a guide towards others. Now you'll start guiding others. And this is actually, and the person mustn't think that now I got khilafat, that I passed the stage of fana. No, Hazrat explains that he gives people like myself, useless people, you get khilafat to realize now come right. At least think that where you are, what path you are treading. So this a very delicate thing we should understand. And that is why we come in this majalis and realize, whenever we come in the majalis, that realize we have come to annihilate ourselves and to get the special nur from our shaykh. And that is why we should understand. Also when we make khidmat, we should understand the delicateness of the shaykh. And see what the shaykh wants, not what we want. Dekha usko faiz-e manzil suluk mein, jo manzil majal se bilkul juda huye. Hazrat says, we saw those people that were successful in the spot of suluk, in the spot of walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jo manzil-e-majar se bilkul juda huye. That every other part besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forget illicit love affairs, that is far from reality. But even in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that, according to your shaykh's mizaj, etc., the person stays away from all those things, then a person becomes successful in the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what Hazrat teaches us. One is to come and gain the love of Allah. One is to understand the mizaj of your shaykh. And that is what Allah wants from us, sibghat Allah, to color in the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who color in the color of Allah, Hazrat says, those people we saw successful in this path. Otherwise Allah save me, all of us. Many people stayed with mashayikh, and we haven't reached anywhere, like myself. Allah guide us and make us realize. Then Hazrat explains that to get this, pala parahe, jo jinko talatum ke maud se, gumra kashtiyo ke wahi na khuda huye. That a person who went through, so to say, the tick and turn of the spot of the love of Allah, different storms came to him, different conditions come. Shaitan's attack comes to you. You pass that condition, then Shaitan attacking you as far as your nafs is concerned, bringing pride and bringing name and fame, all that storms that come in you, and you carry on in the spot. You come and you sit in the company of your shaykh with an empty heart, and begging Allah, let that nur penetrate my heart. And you make your zikr regularly, etc. Hazrat says, when you went through all the storms and the heavy waves that come, and this is the test of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's system is, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. You think we're just going to say, I brought iman, Allah is not going to test us. So Allah Ta'ala is going to test us. And this is what is Hazrat referring to, this talatum, this big, big waves, high tides that will come. All this you have to go through, and this will be easy when you stay in the company of your shaykh like an ordinary useless slave. Then a person will able to go through this, and then not only you'll go through it, گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے. Then you see those ships that in the name of Islam, but they are going off the path. Like today with monism, today with all this interfaith, and so-called leaders are guiding them. But all gone astray. Those people who went through the storms of all the attacks of shaitan and all the attacks of different conditions through the guidance of your sheikh, now you will able to guide those subs that are going astray. You will bring them onto the path. And we see there will be very few people left in this time and age. And one of them, our honorable illustrious sheikh, we should take this lesson that we should be always alert and follow in the footsteps of our sheikh. Then Hazrat says, a person will realize, agar taqreer mein agar nahi shamil hai dard-e-dil, sada sada ke saath bhi wo be sada huye. Now, a person is giving lectures, bayans, and regarded as the greatest orator of the time, but he's got no dard-e-dil, he's got no pain of the heart, he's got no ishq, he's got no true love of Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, he's like a dry twig. He'll be giving bayan what big, lot of slogans, etc. And all big jargons also. And in a very, in his voice, there'll be like tremor. But Hazrat says what all that tremor and everything, there's nothing in his bayan. It's absolutely useless. Allah save me, all of us. That like Hazrat explains, that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, a great sheikh of his time, he explains his own condition. He says, when I was still not there to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, then I used to sit on the mimbar and give bayan with josh. I should feel like I'm shaking. The mimbar is shaking. The masjid is shaking. But nobody's heart was shaking. And when I took, when I became bad to my sheikh, and I got that noor from my sheikh, then I used to sit on the mimbar and give bayan in simple way. And not with so much josh also. But the hearts of the people used to shake. People's hearts used to tremor, they used to cry, and they used to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is actually the reality, that it's not all this big, the high words you use, etc. And what big josh you give bayan, more important that what is in your heart, that is going to affect heart. Bayan is not from the tongue, it has to be from the heart. Rai wafa mein aaj wafani na ho sake. Kehla ke ba khuda bhi na wo ba khuda huye. Hazrat teaches us another very great lesson of the tasawwuf, that this is the path of fanayat, annihilation, that a person realizes that I'm also not existing. I'm also just a useless, not even a useless servant in the servitude of Allah. I'm absolutely useless. So in this path, when a person realizes, and we have to make dua for that, and Hazrat teaches us this wazifa, that I have to tell myself daily, that Ya Allah, presently Abdul Rahman is the worst Muslim on the face of the earth. And as far as my end is concerned, Abdul Rahman is worse than all the kafirs and the animals. But not just it be worse, as we follow in the path of our sheikh and make our zikr, then this reality has to come. And then that person, kehla ke ba khuda bhi, wo ba khuda, wo na wo ba khuda huye. But if a person on the other hand, you can be saying this all the time, that I'm the worst, but we are not making our zikr. We're not really alienating ourselves. Like myself, we say we're the worst, but we want praises. And Hazrat says, people, you think that I'm Bahuda, I'm connected to Allah, but you're far from Nisbat. You don't even know the reality of what is connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this path is a very delicate path. But if we follow it properly, Allah Ta'ala makes it enjoyable and easy. And finally, Hazrat says, Ahle Junu ke sohbat akhtar, jine mile, ahle khirat ko deka ke unko un par fida huye. Hazrat explains how to get this. That now you have to stay in the company of the junu, those that are madly in love with Allah. And you will see those people that are madly in love with Allah, people will pass remarks. These are mad people. They just want to break the ummah. They don't know what is happening. But they are firm on the true way of Ma'an Ali wa Sahabi. The world part of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat addressing himself, he says, O Akhtar, I have seen that those people who got the true sohbat of the true mad lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we find people with so-called intelligence, brains, professors had to come and submit in front of them. And they had to realize, and not only professors, great, great ulama also come humble themselves and sacrifice themselves. That these are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this majalis, and Allah ta'ala give us connection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. In the kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, Hayatul Muslimin. The 8th chapter, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is essential to inculcate in one the reverence and respect for Rasulullah, for the lofty character and habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is necessary that the morals of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam become established in one's heart, so that love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam becomes dominant in one's heart, and eagerness to follow the holy character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is induced in the believer. Some ayat and hadith will now be mentioned in this regard. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, "Verily you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are on a lofty character." Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, "The Nabi is inconvenienced by this act, but he does not make this known. He takes you into his consideration by his silence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks plainly and cares not for anyone." This is in reference to a particular incident. Some Sahaba radiallahu anhum stayed longer than what was proper on this occasion at the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was anxious to retire for the night. They continued in conversation. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inconvenienced by their late stay, he nevertheless refrained from asking them to leave, not wishing to hurt their feelings. This was in regard to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personal matters, and not to such affairs which come within the purview of tabligh. The Nabi alayhi sallam would tell the people, even if he went through some difficulty, but regarding his own self, he would keep quiet. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, "I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, but never did he speak a word of rebuke to me. He never said to me, 'Why did you do this? And why did you not do that?'" He says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the kindest in disposition and character. "Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me to do something, but I refused. While in my heart I intended to go where ordered. I then went on the errand. I passed some children playing in the marketplace and I joined them. Suddenly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived there and laughing, he took hold of my neck and said, 'Are you going?' I said, 'Yes, I am going now.'" Another hadith says, "I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had on him a heavy shawl made in Najran. Along the way, a Bedouin came. The Bedouin grabbed hold of the shawl and pulled it with such force that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pulled forward close to the breast of the Bedouin, who said, 'O Muhammad, order that I too be given from that wealth of Allah which is with you.' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and ordered that he be granted a gift." Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refused to give anything which was asked for. If he had it, he would give it. If he did not have it, he would present an apology and make a promise to give it at another time. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that once a man asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam for some goats which belonged to him, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The goats were grazing in a valley. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented all the goats to the person who had asked for them. This man, when he returned to his people, said, "O my people, become Muslims. By Allah, Muhammad gives much." Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu narrated that he was once walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of his return from Hunain. A group of Bedouins surrounded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and were asking for gifts. They grabbed from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam everything which he had, until finally they snatched even a shawl from his body. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "At least return my shawl. If I had camels as numerous as the trees, I would have distributed them amongst you. You would then not find me to be miserly and small of heart." And Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after completing the Fajr Salat, the servants of the people of Medina Munawwara would bring containers of water. Whoever presented a container, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immerse his holy hand in the water. This was done for the sake of barakah. Sometimes the mornings were extremely cold, yet too Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immersed his hand in the water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create within us also the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.